It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another visit with America's favorite humorist. Please say hello to Johnny Twain. Johnny?
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you come in. Twain's the name, Johnny Twain. I've accomplished much in my lifetime, so you might be surprised to learn that I come from a very stupid family. My father worked at a bank. They caught him stealing pens. I don't get any respect at all. Last night, a girl phoned me and said, "Come on over. There's nobody home." I went over. Nobody was home. Last night, I went to a bar. The bartender asked what I wanted. I said, "Surprise me." So he showed me a naked picture of my wife. I tell you, it's not easy being me. I told my doctor I think my wife has VD. He gave himself a shot of penicillin. I don't get any respect at all. My wife always likes to talk during sex. Last night, she called me from a motel. It's tough, I tell you. I remember the last time my wife wanted to have sex with me. I asked her why. She said she needed to time an egg. My wife is so old, last week she ordered a 3-minute egg, and they asked for the money up front. My wife is so ugly that I take her everywhere just so I don't have to kiss her goodbye. It's no picnic living with me either. Sex at my age is like trying to shoot pool with a rope. Good night, America!
The great Johnny Twain.
Stay tuned now as Bill Silver's guest stars on The Beverly Hillbilly.
Coming to you live from the WJFK studios in the historic radio district of Fairfax, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak, Beth Ann McBride, Joe Ardinger, and Katie. And now, here's Mike.
Hey, Beth Ann, I thought you're normally here during the first segment.
Yeah, where is she?
What's the dilly?
It's odd, isn't it?
And, we've got the whole family back together. Greetings, citizens. Mike O'Mara here. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi.
For Tuesday, June 10th, 2008. Here is our phone number. You can call it, 877-365-3636. Are you applauding Beth Ann or the phone number?
The phone number.
Hi. I'm having difficulty getting my arms over my head today.
I know.
Thanks to my trainer, Pete Galelli. I really appreciate that. If you would like to AOL instant message us, you can do that at Mike O, WJFK. Mm-hmm. Also, send us an email at omera@wjfk.com. I always say wjfk.com when I mean WJFKFM.com.
Yes. Right.
And go to the new website, MikeO'MaraShow.com, and download our podcast. Get us instant feedback. You can see our photos and check out the buzz of the day. Well, greetings, greetings, ladies and gentlemen. The gang is all back together.
It's a family reunion.
It does feel good.
I have Buzz Burbank over there.
Hello.
I have Beth Ann McBride over there.
Hello.
And looking tired, not acceptable, with the oversized head, is Mr. Bobo Spiewak in a bad mood after his week off.
You determined that without, talking to me at all.
You are all burned out. You got anus eyes, and you're dragging your ass around Disney.
You're making me in a bad mood.
You're good. Welcome back.
Till vacation?
Rob was
hours
down.
Are yours.
Rob was down in the land of Disney.
Yes.
And what would you estimate the average temperature was? We had the same thing up here. So
it was hot.
In Orlando, I've got to imagine it was probably a couple of degrees warmer.
It was 98, 99 most days. But of course, were you running around a theme park? Were you pushing a 400-pound Disney stroller?
Yeah. Did you have the kind of stroller that fit both kids? Could you put them in a double stroller?
That'd be like putting two cats in a bag. We got two separate strollers.
You should try it. Calm down. Everything's cheese.
And they're heavy? They're heavy to push?
The strollers are heavy. The children are heavy.
Mm-hmm. You don't really look
the
like
burden
you
is
don't
heavy.
Look like you've had any kind of break whatsoever. It's all for the kids.
I'm
right?
so That's glad right. to see you guys.
We're glad to see you. Too.
I'm so glad to be back.
Yeah, you had a little rough time down there, did you?
It's just so hot.
It's not exactly the best time to go to theme parks, but what are theme parks but hot weather places? That's when you go. All the places that are open just during the summer, and you know it's down in Florida, so it's hot. It's going to be hot down
After
there.
5 days in the amusement park, I looked at Carrie. I said, I am not amused.
Well, we will get to all of your details from the
Happiest
land of Disney.
Place on
your
Earth.
First time, right? You're
I've never been on a Disney property.
You were a Disney virgin. And
no.
And we'll have a bit of a debate, I think, because I am a Universal fan, and I know you were not exactly enthralled with Universal.
No, I like Disney, but I think they're different. Disney mm-hmm. smelled more like B.O., and or maybe like a horse stable.
Right.
And Universal smelled more like vomit.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well,
there's a lot of overlap.
That's a horse race right there.
There's a lot of overlap, but they both had their extremes.
Well, I have to tell you that I'm very, very happy that I was able to have my birthday dinner with my daughter last night.
Oh, that's 13 nice.
years old and just together, you know? I mean, it's good. You're hoping that as they enter the teen years that they come out on the other side okay. Mm-hmm. But if you get them to teen years and you know, you haven't had any major malfunctions.
They're alive. They're not in prison.
They're okay. Right. You know, she's not doing any serious time right
Good,
now.
Right.
But that can turn on a dime, Mike.
I'm
just letting you know.
You speak from experience,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, I do.
Now,
Beth Ann McBride, mother of one.
Yes. Do you speak
that's
from,
all it took.
Do you speak from your own experience
oh, yeah.
or your daughter's experience? See, that's what I'm
yeah.
I'm getting at you personally. Are you saying that you had your wild moment? Is that how it worked?
Or did Jen have hers?
She was a good kid.
Uh-huh. Right.
Were you a good kid?
I was a very good kid. Or as Jennifer would call me, I'm sorry, I wasn't a suck up like you, Mom.
So you were well behaved.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's smart.
Got
child.
Along well with your mom and dad?
Yeah.
You did the right thing most of the time?
Always.
Made the right choices?
Not always.
Until I had sex.
How old were you when you had the sex that resulted in your daughter?
23.
Well, that doesn't count.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you're an adult right, then, right. and then that's kind of, you know,
and then
okay.
you move to the home for unwed mothers?
They wouldn't take me.
Really?
I've always loved that way of putting it, the home for unwed mothers. I was kind of a wild child. I was, I tell my girlfriend, took her back to my hometown, and there's this one piece of road that I remember when I was 16, I'd just gotten my license, and I said, this is where Joey Pacecar and I used to drag race. Mm-hmm. And we would drag race literally up Route 2.
How fast would you go?
We'd go 80, 85. He'd have his father's Delta 88, and I had my father's Plymouth Satellite, big mm-hmm. V8 engines.
But they were both in drag.
And you know, and the Plymouth,
isn't it like Greece?
The Plymouth Satellite Sebring would be the equivalent for guys out there that know these cars of a Roadrunner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looked just like a Roadrunner.
Yes, right.
You know, they had the Dodge Roadrunner, and mm-hmm. you had the Plymouth Satellite Sebring, mm-hmm. and we would go, and the Delta 88 would wax me because he had a bigger engine,
sure.
so he would always beat me. And Joey was fearless, and you know, he always beat me on Route 2. But one night we went, I think we went on Hubbard Drive. I think it was Hubbard Drive.
In Rockville?
No, not Hubbard Drive in Rockville. This is back in New England.
Oh, I know,
and
I know.
And we're driving along, and I beat him, and I took a left-hand turn, came down to a T-intersection, uh-huh. and I looked in my rearview mirror, and I saw Joey going in a spinning circle right through the farmer's fence at the end of the
really?
Road.
Really?
Did you
yeah.
get out of your car and
We
help
did
him?
All sorts of crap. We had more fun,
well,
I swear to God.
You know, it's different for boys.
We'd go to the Pumpernickel Pub. You want to hear the Pumpernickel Pub story?
I do.
Sure. We'd go to the Pumpernickel Pub, and Joey at that point had switched from his father's Delta 88, and he actually bought his own Toyota pickup. Remember those little bitty Toyota pickups you could get when they were brand new?
Right.
Well, I mean, his was a Datsun. He had a Datsun pickup truck.
That puts it back mm-hmm. a few more years.
And you could take the window washers and twist them around, and it was a pinprick of spray that would go on the windshield normally, mm-hmm. but when you used it as a weapon... Oh, we were
you
sitting there.
You used it as a weapon.
Oh, we would sit there out in front of the Pumpernickel Pub at closing time.
And
we're just
people?
Like, people would wait to pick other people up. And we would just sit there, and we'd be so subtle about it. And you do it to women, because the guys are going to be like,
sure.
oh, what's that? But you just give a little pinprick spray, and they go,
what
was that? What is that?
Is it raining?
And, you know, we're just showing our teeth laughing and stuff. I mean, that's as bad as it got for me.
Right.
You know, that and the cocaine and the marijuana and the heroin and the crack.
I was mostly a good kid until high school, and I started hanging out with other people, and they would propose doing things that I was sure would get me in trouble. And mm-hmm. I would say, oh, you know, my dad and my parents will never go for that. And one day, one of my friends gave me what I think was the perfect answer that turned everything around.
What's that?
He said, don't listen to them.
Yeah, there you go. And then you flipped, right?
Yeah, after that, it was all different.
Then you flipped out.
I was virtually a perfect kid until I started working on this program.
You were pretty good.
The previous program.
You were pretty good, but you had the tough thing. You're product of a broken home. So, I mean, did that make you act out at all or any of that?
Not really.
How old were you when your parents got divorced?
Fourth grade.
Fourth grade. And okay. That would normally be, you know, hey, you kind of act out after that. You didn't do
acting
it?
Acting out for me was like not doing my homework.
Acting out for him was acting.
Acted.
Yes. Acting out for Rob was not memorizing
was
his lines.
great high school student with fine grades, lots of extracurricular activities.
Okay. It's starting to sound like Jim Nance.
And then you ruined me.
Here's what I didn't like as far as acting badly. I was not, even from a little kid, I was not about the destruction. I didn't like egging. I really didn't. I didn't get a lot of thrill out of that. Mm-hmm. I didn't like trashing things. I did not like vandalism for vandalism's sake,
right. Mm-hmm.
Even though every kid in my neighborhood, it was a rite of passage.
Sure.
I'd always be around, but I just didn't dig it.
Right.
But then, you know, as things got older and the old boozy woozy came along.
You started drinking.
I was a bad kid in that regard. You know, I would, I remember Rich Brown, who later went into the Marine Corps.
Good
and,
name.
Rich Brown and I think Scott Talboom. And me, we went out into the tobacco field, downtown Glastonbury, Connecticut, and we somehow got our hands on a case of Schlitz beer.
Somehow.
You know, Schlitz?
Quality.
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is early in the morning. Went back, and then we all went to our different.
You? Huh? How old are you?
A junior, you know, a sophomore or junior in high school. Oh. And later that day, Rich Brown blew it for everybody by vomiting in one of the one of the classrooms.
Somebody always does.
Somebody that just couldn't handle his thing. And here's the deal. Rich Brown was an example of what the Marine Corps could do to somebody, because Rich Brown, who was this kind of fun-loving kid who hung out with us, and then I saw him a few years later after he'd come back from the Marine Corps. Yeah. And he was one of those guys that, you know, they turned into a trained killer.
Yeah. Right.
And some guys, sometimes they turn them into trained killers and they're okay.
Yeah.
And sometimes they turn them into trained killers and they're
not okay.
They're not the guy you went to school with.
No. Did he kill people with vomit?
He did, but, you know, here's a guy that's vomiting in a classroom, and then he comes back and says, hey, how are you?
Yeah.
And he was saying it like this. He would, like, he come over here, Beth Ann, and shake my hand, and I'll show you the way he would say this. He'd walk up to you, and he'd shake your hands like this. Hey. How are you?
Right in the eyes.
Good to see you. And I'm like, yeah. What happened to Rich?
It got intense.
What happened?
Before he hit the Marines, how do we say this nicely?
He was not.
How was his intellect? Was he impressionable?
Yeah, he might have been impressionable.
Moldable?
Yeah, he was moldable a little bit.
I think that happens sometimes.
He was very moldable.
Yeah.
Let's take a call from Matt in Kansas who wants to talk about Rob at Disney. Hold on a second. Matt, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Greetings.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going great. What can we do for you, Matt?
Well, has the show begun?
No, you tell us. Rob, every day she played this.
Yeah,
Duffy.
Hated it.
The Duffy.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. How did you hear? I was curious about that. I said, you know, she played the same music.
Everyone
was
talking
about it. And Rob was big on going, I heard. I knew. Who was spying for you?
I called Beth Ann this morning. It was very hard spying in.
Oh,
just
okay.
Called her. I said, what's
you
going
called
on?
Her.
Yeah.
But you already knew.
Good story. You
could have
made
me
up a better story. You know, you can tell he's been on vacation.
Because you said, I guess I won't be playing the Duffy today.
Oh,
and I said,
okay.
It was
so
Kate.
Maybe he did
it was
know.
Kate. It was Kate.
What was Kate?
Kate told me.
Yeah, because I didn't.
I said, how did it go?
He was listening to the podcast.
You know what? I have to be
honest.
Are
you protecting me?
Because
I actually mentioned it to you.
Then maybe it was Buzz. Who knows? I do so many IMs in the morning. I know it wasn't Joe.
Uh-huh. Right.
Right.
That's all I can guarantee that.
He's back.
He's struggling to be back. How you doing?
Is it important how I know it or that I do know
that's
it?
That's right.
It's when did
it's
you
fine,
know
it's fine,
it?
But you know, it's here's the deal. You have been recreating for a week.
That's a lie.
But listen, you are. I have to say this, and you guys can back me up. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Does he not seem just a tad irritable?
A little.
Just a little, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mostly
just a little
tired.
Bit. Tired.
That kind
yeah.
of
like
irritable.
You were yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I've been that every day that I have the trainer come by or every day I work out. You better be prepared for that. I'm going to come in like just a maniac every day.
Great.
Well, I can't put my arms over my head.
I'm sorry.
But Rob, you expect,
can you put your arms around me?
That's the important.
I want to, but you're very prickly today. You're very, for a guy that's been away, I guess you, this was more work than you anticipated. Was this more work than you anticipated?
Yes.
When you went to Disney?
It was more work than I've ever done in my life.
I bet.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I believe him.
Taken kids to theme parks before. It was more work. Why? Because of the heat?
The heat was bad. Yes, very bad. Mm-hmm. Carrie was there.
Very bad.
Wow. Okay.
Are you familiar with my wife?
I've met her a couple of times.
Yeah, she was there.
Uh-huh.
Two kids there. I do stand by this.
Yes.
Robert is five. This trip was built around Robert
because
it was Star Wars weekend.
Right.
Sure.
He's loved Star Wars since
it's
before he could
that.
Stay it.
Good. Very good.
But five is too young to take to a theme park like
really?
That.
Yeah. That's what you've concluded.
This
after
is what
this
I've
trip.
Concluded. It's wow. too much.
Are you a theme park person?
Kind of. I can
kind
be.
He, okay,
you
can.
Go for 7 hours. You love like going to King's Dominion and
Busch
Gardens.
I love seeing the kids
those.
Have a good time.
You
I really
love a good
do.
Coaster, right? Don't you
I
love
do.
A coaster?
I do. And I got to ride for the first time. One of my biggest thrills, I got to ride Space Mountain.
Space Mountain.
Which
and
was awesome.
That's the one you called us about, didn't you? Did you have like somewhat of an issue with getting in the compartment there?
You mean
there?
The size of the compartment?
Well, I'm with you on that. I know what you're talking about. Where
I
they
said
kind of like they
almost
crick-
too fat to ride Space Mountain. Almost.
They click that bar down
well,
on you.
Well, you know, when you pull the ratchet back, it should click like maybe, you know, when a youngster sits down, it clicks like a dozen times.
Right.
And, it, you know, it holds you in. With me, it went, that.
Did you feel safe?
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Wow.
Absolutely. Think of the momentum it would have taken to get me out of there.
Is it, hey, did you turn the air down
it's
yet?
A, no, see, I'm out of my...
out
my,
of rhythm.
Yeah.
Is it hot in here?
Yeah,
it's a little steamy, muggy.
I think it feels great.
Yeah, it's nasty in here.
It's cooler than Disney World,
right? It's cooler
right?
than Disney.
You get it.
I was watching our friend Bernstein, though. He said it's going to be cool tomorrow, so...
He better. Called me in Disney.
Not as hot.
Cool as 89 or something.
Bernstein
did
called
call you
in you? Disney?
Yes. I was on one of the wild rides. Wild, I want to tell you.
I want to say, wild. Ladies and gentlemen, it's wild. Wild
and
ride.
My cell phone rings, and I pick it up. I said, hello. It's a number I don't recognize. He says, Rob. Yeah, it's HB. Listen, do they want to talk about the tornado? Like he's got some hot breaking
moment. Oh, you mean when he called the other day?
Yeah.
Oh, we did. You know what's great, though, is I came in. It was one of the first things I said to Beth Ann. I said, we got to get. That was last week, Rob, when we had Armageddon here, when the storms were coming through, and it was really amazing. Right. And I was watching HB today, looking incredibly Spacey-like today.
Really?
Kevin Spacey?
Really?
Yeah, I think Kevin Spacey.
Is he becoming Kevin Spacey?
I think Kevin Spacey is the celebrity he most resembles. He is a really, you know, he is a terrific weatherman.
Yeah.
He really is.
Oh, he's a good guy,
I mean,
too.
He's funny. He is, and he's there with JT. Hello, yes, Howard. So,
we've enjoyed hanging out.
What can you tell
with
us? Yeah, it'd be fabulous today. Yes, and you know, whenever I want to get that, you know, the poop on what's happening, I always tune into HP. But I can't believe he called you all the way down in Disney.
He didn't know I was there, and it was.
Were
fun
you sober when he talked to you?
Of course. It was too hot to get really drunk.
Okay, it was hot here too.
It was.
You
it
get
was.
You know, if at a theme park in June, it's going to be hot.
I expected
it's
it
inevitable.
Not. I didn't expect August.
It's inevitable.
Heat.
Did you? Were you able to get out of the heat for periods of time?
Never. I slept outside in the sun.
Not once.
And the sun
seems
never
miserable.
Set.
There's no shade in Florida.
You never go. You know, when we're all going away, you're going away. But you're never going away on your own again. It didn't sound like you had a good enough time.
I'm sorry.
I'm very disappointed in you.
Are you disappointed in me?
Yes, I am. Let's go to Jose.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Regular caller Jose from Sacramento. Yes, it's been her for a whole week with Duffy. Jesus Christ. Don't
maybe
think you're out of the line of fire.
Maybe she needs some time in the heat.
Hello, Jose, what can we do for you?
I want to ask Rob a question. Did you get lost in Mickey's house? Because I did when I went. I didn't realize how they did this, but when you go...
Did you get lost in Mickey's house?
No, I found it very easy to navigate. It was only a path, and I walked the path.
Yeah.
Wasn't a maze?
No, was not a maze.
All right. Well, you you hated it then. You hated the experience.
I loved seeing my boy that happy.
He had a good time.
Sure, of course.
No, it's that's what it is. You know, last night I'm watching the tube and I see that commercial come on that I love to see where $1,600. Oh my, $1,600. We can do that. You know,
yeah.
You know that commercial
yeah.
where it shows the horses
yeah,
galloping
if you don't eat.
And then you see the and you see the kids running down the hallway
yeah.
and mom and dad are so happy and I'm
yes.
like going, "Oh yeah, you're going down there to the 300 degree temperatures. It's going to be
if
great."
If you don't eat and you're in the park for 40 minutes, you can do it for 60.
What was the best dining experience you had in the park? What was the best
Epcot's
food you
Germany.
Ate?
Germany.
Well, of course.
Jesus Christ. God. He's back,
fantastic.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It was fantastic.
Germany, what, Schnitzel. She had big old bratwurst and stuff like that?
An amazing buffet. I did. They made no money on me, my friend.
What was the buffet?
It was everything.
What was, just tell us, do you remember what was in the buffet?
Yes.
Okay.
All manner of worst.
Yeah. So they had
the best of the worst.
They had the verse.
Yes, rouladen, that was fantastic. Schnitzel.
Schnitzel.
Apple strudel. Sure. Sausages. Yuck. Great. Cabbage.
Okay. All right. Now I'm just going to tell you this.
That?
If you're going out into 100 degree
this
heat,
was 9:30 at night. This was 9:30 at night.
Right before bed.
Exactly.
Cool. It's when you load up on that stuff.
Exactly.
It's 9:30.
But it's never
night.
Right before bed at Disney, because then it's walk to tram to what is next? Monorail,
right.
To boat to car.
Yeah.
So there's really no just to bed.
A lot of walking.
What a day.
Yes.
Did you rent a car? Did you have transportation from where you
were
staying?
We rented, Mike.
Yes.
We rented a minivan.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I mean, a minivan for a family vacation
it worked
is not
out
a bad.
Well.
I've rented
it
them
was
for,
a Chevy.
Oh, Chevy minivan.
The
that's
Uplander.
Good. Did you enjoy the Uplander?
I did.
And so
it had air conditioning.
The total distance. The total distance between, like, when you would park your minivan.
Right.
How many miles would you travel to get into the park?
I think probably a total distance is like 4 miles.
Mm-hmm.
It would take us from where we stayed. It would take us 15 minutes to get to Disney parking.
The Disney myth.
And then an hour to get from your car to the Magic Kingdom.
There's nothing magic about blisters.
That's right.
Blisters are not magic. Were you Birkenstocking it the whole time?
No, I actually bought shoes. How gay is this?
Because
I bought
shoes?
Yeah, like New Balance walking shoes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, they're sneakers,
walking.
Rob.
Yeah. Well, what, they're not
you,
shoes?
No, they're not, you old queen. They're called sneakers.
Okay.
You don't call New Balance. You don't call them shoes. Shoes
I bought
are
hard
loafers.
Leather shoes with buckles.
You're such an old queen.
I'm an old queen.
I swear to God, those are sneakers or tennis shoes. You
I
don't
can put my
them,
hands over my head. Look at this. Woo, show it off.
Is that a new sweatshirt you're wearing, Mike?
This is a white T-shirt.
Very handsome.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah! Wait, hold on a second. Is that the whole compliment rule?
Yes. Right. I thought things were getting a little tense, so I wanted to pay someone a compliment.
But Rob doesn't know about the rule.
I don't know the rule.
Well, because I was picking on Beth Ann, and we were having many skirmishes, and what would happen was, well, whose idea was it? Yours?
It was yours.
That was my idea?
Yeah, great idea.
I don't remember what I had for breakfast. Don't expect me to remember what I said on the show yesterday. So I guess I came up with this idea that whenever it's getting really tense with me and
right.
Beth Ann, that Buzz offers a compliment.
Or anytime there's
anybody.
Any tension, anybody jumps
well,
in with a compliment.
May I simply say it's a bad idea. All right,
I
reject the idea. Let's
Mike,
go.
I thought you had a really good idea.
Okay, hey, I'm getting some lovely Reebok shoes today. Now you can say
they're
tennis shoes. They're sneakers.
They're shoes.
Sneakers.
All right, Mike, you're right.
They are shoes.
Well, no, seriously,
but then specifically sneakers.
I bought them at a shoe store.
Yeah. Oh, aren't sneakers a subcategory of shoes?
Yes.
Yeah, but what do you say if you're going to get, like, sneakers?
I know. You get sneakers.
So I thought when he said I bought shoes that he was going to get...
He meant as opposed to
sandals.
Sandals with straps.
Birkenstocks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's go to Sean.
Sometimes I wore Birkenstocks.
Sean in Iowa. And, Sean, my first question before you talk to Rob. Sean, are you underwater if you're calling from Iowa? Because isn't two-thirds of the state, like, underwater
away.
Right now?
Yeah, we're pretty water-ridden.
How are you doing? What part of Iowa are you calling from?
Iowa City.
How's Iowa? How is Iowa? I know you've got your agenda, Sean. We're gonna get to it. Okay.
You have a nice
Maybe.
Voice.
We're gonna
Mike.
Get to it. All right, Sean. I just want to ask about the floods before you get to your shtick. Okay.
Okay.
All right. How is the flooding out there?
The flooding is bad. It's going to be cresting here probably by the end of the week.
But not affecting you, I gather, right?
I'm pretty dry right now, but the rivers around us are bad.
So that's counterpoint to the people that said the flooding was good.
All right, what's your question for Rob?
Rob, for some reason, I pictured your family at Disney as the Griswolds in the pig in the poke contest.
That's because you're retarded.
Thanks for the call, Sean. We appreciate it.
Ass.
Call again soon.
Oh, nice.
It's nice, see, it's nice to have you back on that.
It's nice to
Nice
be
not
back.
To be fighting that battle all by myself.
The best thing, and I will say this, because
these two were too nice.
Yeah, well.
We've had a lot of complaints about it.
We didn't call the listeners asses.
Weren't you?
That's
well,
right.
Well, look, you know, I mean, that
but
guy
they were
really,
nice asses.
Was I being nice trying to ask him how the flood was? And he's like, hey, wait, I want to make my stupid-ass Griswold joke about Rob. A joke about a movie that was made 40 years
you
ago.
You have the most beautiful blue eyes
Thanks
I've ever seen.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
What about these?
They're nice.
Thanks.
They're nice, but looking a little baggy today. looking like perhaps you had a little bit too much sun.
Since Beth Ann came back, I've not noticed her eyes.
Hey, we have a new format since you left, too, and that means we have to do this.
Okie doke.
We have to break for spots. When we come back, we'll have our very first buzz of the afternoon. Talk more to Rob about Disney, and also talk to Mr. Burbank about our upcoming Buzz Babe Fest.
Oh,
and
it's coming along.
How Friday's cocktail reception is going to go. I think it's going to be one of the best ever. Still haven't picked the right person for the right male for the job.
Right guy to hang out.
But we're shaping up to get some lovely Buzz Babes in here to get our Friday cooking. And have you talked to Libby yet about the Imole?
She wants a little more detail.
Edale, yeah, okay. Ide Frey, Imole, at stay.
What time, eh?
That means stay. All day. From 7 a.m.
To what time?
We're on from 3 to 7. We get off the air at 7. We need it for after the show.
To what time? Where are you going?
You got a compliment?
The lovely teeth.
We'll have details on that and all sorts of other tomfoolery. Oh, I didn't mention who's going to be on the show today. My bad. Today we will be talking to a Guy Fieri from the Food Network, that great show, Diners, Dive-Ins, and Dives, and also the granddaughter of Willie G. Davidson. That's Harley Davidson, Willie G. Davidson.
Cool.
Karen Davidson will be here to talk about chicks on bikes, baby. Chicks,
hot, man. Baby, hot.
Big show today. We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.